Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 350 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I go on location in the bowels of Street Theater Company and talk a little children's hour with Jamie Yanoshevsky and Tara Bushman. And we'll get into that discussion just after these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I'm joined by Jamie Yanoshevsky and Tara Bushman, and Jamie's playing Karen, and Tara's playing Martha, and I'm playing Joe, and we're here to talk a little bit about the Children's Hour. So welcome, ladies. Thanks for coming in a little early to talk shop, as it were. So
thanks for having us.
Hey, no problem. So, what was the biggest, we'll go first, biggest challenge in this role, in your role's respect?
Biggest challenge for me, I think, is there's a depth of intensity that you have to roll into on several different levels. You know, one with a fiancé, one with my best friend, one with a child at the school, one with, you know, Mrs. Tilford, and one with me. You know, I feel like there are so many characters that I've got to have a different level of intensity with. And so finding that honesty was the biggest challenge for me.
Cool. For Martha, trusting the different emotions to intuitively appear as needed was a really big challenge in this role.
Well, I think, you know, kind of to both your points, is that the show forces an intimacy that is not, it's a different kind of, you're right, every character has a certain sort of connection with one another, and trying to figure that out, at least, and to make it come through and feel right has been a challenge for me too as well. And what has been the big surprise? You had a surprise, like, have you had your moment yet?
I'll let you go first on this one, Tara.
Or does it change? It can change every night. Is it a different...
Relaxing and letting the story come out has produced a lot of aha moments for me. Just being open and trusting what you feel and what the playwright wrote has been the biggest part of it.
For me, it always takes, this is Jamie, for me, once I get in and know the lines and I'm comfortable with it, then my next task is to start listening to what everybody else is saying. And once I did that, same as Tara, there were different aha moments in different areas of the show every single night. And like you said, you kind of have it blocked a certain way, you have it set a certain way, but when you do settle in and start listening and just rolling with it, every night those emotions may come out one night a little angrier than the night before, or another night more like broken than the night before, and it's interesting to just allow yourself to feel that and see what happens from there.
Yes. Martha is very angry, and I was a little bit worried about being one note, but it's legitimate. She's very angry. And last night, for instance, I had an aha moment. I'd been very married to playing one scene a certain way, and some anger came through, but it was
justifiable.
It was a good choice.
Yeah.
It was justifiable. Finding the different textures of angry.
Yeah. And it's fun watching your fellow actors respond to that. When you find that moment, they have to then adjust. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating mm-hmm. to see that happen in the moment and to see how that rolls. Like, as Tara mentioned, last night was a pretty spectacular evening for us. And there were a lot of things that were different. And it was mm-hmm. really, really amazing getting to play that. So.
And I liked when you came over and talked to me about it, and I'm in the school to listen, and so I can't dissect what just happened because that's what we did and that's what we said, and you know, there we are, you know. I don't want to set, kind of to your point again, I don't want to set like it has to be here at this point, and we have to be at this point with this point, and you know,
can't be authentic.
Yeah, you trap yourself there, but I think for me, one of the biggest things is, of course, opening weekend. I was all in my own head for all my self-pity things I was doing because I lost my friend. But now, so this week, it's really interesting that I'm at that point where I can play now. I can play. I can, you know, I'm out of weirdness land and back into playing the role. But one of the things that I find frustrating because it's not written, and two, I know why it's not written. But when you're in our end scene, I mean, when you're, you know, going on about how you could have a life and all this kind of stuff, I just don't understand why he doesn't just tell you, shut up. I love you. We're going to go live among the Swedes. We're going to have 3 kids. You know, but he doesn't. And so this last couple of times I've figured out why he doesn't. So I'm not going to say that because I don't want to ruin that for anybody, but.
I want to hear the answer later.
Yeah, after when we close the show, I want to hear that answer.
All right, we'll do. So, what do you think you've learned through your craft by doing this role, these roles?
I have learned that sometimes you have to fake it, which I hate, but it's necessary. And luckily, that hasn't happened very often. And I've also learned to trust my fellow actors more than I've ever been able to, I think, you two in particular. If I feel like I'm gonna have to fake it, I can stop and I can listen to you run a scene, or I can sit backstage and hear you go through the scene, and it gets me where I need to be.
Well, that's good. I do hear a little sniffle when we start that scene.
I do. I love it. I do too. That's awesome.
You'll like Jake.
Here it goes.
Sorry about that.
No, that's perfectly fine.
It's awesome.
If, you know, because I don't know, what has your training been in acting? Have you been like
college, and then just through various people that I've worked with in Nashville and elsewhere. They each come from a different field of study, and so have learned and trained off of them. So I have a hodgepodge of
potpourri,
which is great for me,
yeah.
You know, because for me, the biggest thing in acting is trusting myself, for me, and being in the present, you know, being present and feeling and being there. And I feel like if I just get out of my head, if I just am my character and I am in that situation and I trust it, it seems to always serve me well. And so that, you know, listening is a big thing for me, but I have to get out of the book and out of my head.
What do I say next?
Yes, to be able to say, now I can listen. And once I can listen, the lines make sense, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's, I think a lot of people never getting to that point. Like, you just, I say, then he, and then me, and then he says, and then I say.
That is a constant battle to just let it be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What it is.
And because it is a play that's written in the 30s, and it is a kind of a different way than way we speak nowadays. It is kind of hard to get to that point and get every single syllable right. Mm-hmm. And the dialogue as it's written. I also have a hodgepodge background, mainly Stanislavski, but some Meisner stuff, a lot of improv. And one of the golden rules of improv is treat your partner like gold. And that's a big acting thing for me. Make sure that you are doing what they need to make the scene go forward, and then it's going to be sweet. So that's been really helpful for me, this to just to remind myself as I'm going along here. But so we've got one more weekend as we record this, right? We got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah? Mm-hmm. And form a board member. How can we get tickets?
You can get tickets by going to www.straighttheatercompany.org.
And it's 554-7414 mm-hmm. for tickets if you want to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yep. But you do get to pick your seats if you go online and buy tickets ahead of time. So.
Cool. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's do this.
Hey, actors. Want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah. Use your name as your domain name. Check out Dreamhost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from Dreamhost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Jamie and Tara for coming in early for before call to talk a little bit about the show. And hope all you folks can come out and see it. It's a very powerful performance by those two ladies, and the rest of the cast is pretty outstanding as well. So the ticket information that we mentioned in the podcast will be available to you on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @inexplicableDS. Follow the show on Twitter to get the latest comings and goings and whatnots for the Inexplicable Dumb Show. And next week, we're going to have a long-time listener, first-time caller, I think. No, I know. He'll be the first-time caller. I hope he's been a long-time listener. But anyway, that's next week. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.